Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So, my mornings, welcome back to the show. It's Moose and Breezy, the most dehumanized experience ever.
Dehumanizing? Not you, I'm not like, being able to read.
I'm looking at this card and everything is blurry. I'm like, what? Did like I just get hit in the head?
Dehumanizing experience happened to me last night.
Oh, really?
Like, so bad.
Are you embarrassed?
Oh, of course I'm embarrassed. But, I mean, my life is all about being embarrassed, so...
I would agree with that.
I mean, that's why I get paid the big bucks. You know what I mean?
That's right, Breezy.
Absolutely.
Your life's a joke?
You should talk about it. We'll pay you. I'm like, okay, cool. Sounds great. So yesterday, I feel like everyone's been in this situation, but I was driving and I was coming from Canada, I went to the city, like always, and I really had to go to the bathroom. Like, I really had to pee.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, I can't hold it. Like, I'm literally going to pee my pants. So I skirt into a gas station.
Yeah.
And it's one of those gas stations where...
They give you a key and you got to go outside?
Well, yes.
Really? Yeah.
Yes, it is. It says on the door, if the door is locked, come grab the key.
Got it.
And we'll let you in.
Oh, that is a terrible place to want to have to go.
I had no choice. It was either that or I go on the side of the road.
Sure.
So I roll up and I was like, I see the sign and I go, I can't go in. Like, I'm literally going to, it's not good. So I open the door. I try the door and it's open. I'm like, score, bomb. Yes, let's go for the win. So I'm peeing. All of a sudden.
Oh, no.
Mind you, not for the visual, but like for the visual. I'm wearing a full jumper.
So you got to take it all
absolutely
off.
Absolutely nude. Nude sitting on the toilet. Fully nude.
On a gas station toilet.
On a gas station toilet. Wrapper around my ankles. Literally the most dehumanizing thing that ever happened to me. All of a sudden, the lock's turning.
Someone got the key.
Someone got the key.
You deserve it. Oh, that's so great.
Someone got the key. I go, wait. I'm screaming. Wait, words aren't coming out. I'm not formulating a sentence. And we lock eyes.
You hold it.
And I'm just like, there's nothing more dehumanizing than someone walking in on you in the bathroom, let alone you fully nude, just like in the most vulnerable state of your life in a gas station port-a-john, dare I call it an outhouse. I literally was like, this is kind of
weird. Who walked in?
Don't know. Never to be seen again. Never to be seen again.
Was this a co-ed bathroom?
No.
Oh, so it was a guy that walked in?
No, it was a woman. It was not a co-ed bathroom. It was a woman.
Got it.
Or so I thought. I mean, I'm blacking out. You know what I mean? But it's like, everyone's been there. Everyone has been walked in on at some point in their life, whether it be in the bathroom, whether it be in the changing room, whether it be, you know, I don't know what you're doing. And it's not like I have a problem being naked. Like, I love being naked, obviously. Yeah. But it's just something I wasn't expecting. To grab the key and come in is crazy. Like, the door was locked. Like, I did my part. And you literally...
No, you didn't...
To see the key, like, turning, I'm like, is it a locksmith?
You didn't do your part.
What do you mean?
The sign said, if the door is locked, come get the key.
Door wasn't locked. What am I to do? Go grab the key to go unlock the unlocked door?
Well, listen.
It was, and all I can think in my head is, this random stranger who I've never met and will probably never see again has seen me fully nude in one of the most vulnerable states of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hot.
No, I'll pee.
I was in Reno for work and I went to go use the hotel bathroom and there must have been maybe 30 stalls in this bathroom. And I just happened to pick one. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some guy just sitting there on the toilet. I walked in, we made eye contact, and I was like, oh, but we both froze.
Yeah.
And it was like a long 4 seconds before I moved, he moved, and we just stared at each other. I was like,
That 3 seconds of direct eye contact is some of the most uncomfortable, longest eye contact you will ever have with another human being in your entire life.
Sure. Yeah. So what color was your romper?
It was floral.
What's up, y'all?
98PXY. We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.